Six. The more, the merrier. The next morning, the bracelet was still glowing and warm on my wrist as I ate the chocolate chip pancakes I had requested for breakfast. "What should I pack you for lunch?" my mom asked me. "Tofu and broccoli again?"
"Actually," I said through a mouthful of deliciousness, "could I get a grilled cheese sandwich from the cafeteria?"
"Sure," she said. My mom was saying yes to everything, and Bram gave me a high five before he left for the day. A high five! When mom dropped me off at school, the three E's immediately rushed over to greet me in the yard. "I love the sweatshirt," Elijah said. I was wearing the same tie-dyed sweatshirt I had been wearing on Monday. "I'm wearing mine," Harper said, jumping in beside me. "We made matching ones," she told the group. We had, and it was her first time wearing hers to school, but at least she was wearing it. The whole crew of us walked toward the door. I had a crew. No. I didn't just have a crew. I had a crew that I was the leader of.
"Put away your phone, Miss Mitchell,"
Principal Bort said to Harper when we reached the door.
"Your backpack zipper is open, Miss Ono," Principal Bort said to Emma. "Becca," he said to me. I was kind of shocked he knew my first name.
"Yes," I said, waiting for him to tell me to tie my shoelaces or something.
"It's so great to see you."
Harper, Emma, Elizabeth, and Elijah stared at me, wide-eyed. Thank you," I said. Harper, Emma, Elizabeth, and Elijah all walked into the building, but Principal Bort hovered in the doorway with me like he wanted to chat.
"Tell me, Becca, do you knit?"
he asked me. "What?"
"Do you knit? I've taken up knitting. It's very calming. I'm working on a scarf right now. I'll bring it in tomorrow to show you."
Did Principal Bort want to be my friend? OMG, he did! Forget teacher's pet. I was going to be principal's pet. "Sure, Principal Bort," I said. "I would love to see it."
"Please," he said. "Call me Mort."
"Okay, Mort." Mort Bort? I tried my hardest not to laugh.
"Becca,"
Principal Bort, Mort, went on,
"would you tell me about that game you kids all play at recess, with the ball and squares?"
"Two square?"
"Yes, that's it. How does it work?"
The line behind me was starting to get long. "Two kids throw a ball back and forth on the ground. It can only bounce once in the square, or you're out."
"Ooh, fascinating. Have you ever played Capture the Flag? Now that's an enjoyable game. I used to play it as a child. I was excellent at it. Not as good as Sally Jenkins. That girl was a Capture the Flag titan."
The bell rang. "Should we keep this line moving, maybe?" I suggested. "I don't want everyone to be late." He nodded.
"Yes, good thinking. See you, Becca."
I hurried to class. Was Ms. Michaels going to be angry that I was late? I opened the classroom door carefully.
"Hi, Becca," Ms. Michaels said. "Come on in. So glad you could make it."
This time, I knew she wasn't being sarcastic. She had a huge smile on her face.
"Yay, Becca!"
The kids who were already there cheered as I made my way to the back of the class.
"Wait, Becca," Ms. Michaels said, "why don't you move up here?"
"Up where?"
"Up to the front of the class, right in front of me."
She glared at Jeremy, a kid who currently sat in the front row.
"Can you take Becca's seat in the back, please?"
"But I like this seat."
"Move it, Jeremy," she said,
hurrying him along with a hand motion.
I slipped into my new desk. Willow Morales was sitting next to me. There were 3 novels piled on her desk. She read whenever there was a break.
Here you go, Becca,
Shep said, hurrying over and handing me a drawing. It was a very detailed mouse.
I hope you like it.
Thank you, I told him, so thoughtful that he'd remembered the mouse. The rest of the kids eventually made their way inside the classroom. They all said hi to me as they took their seats. I loved the new normal. Miss Michaels closed the door.
Time for the spelling quiz, she said.
Spelling quiz? My stomach dropped. Oh no. With all the card playing last night, I had totally forgotten to study. Miss Michaels began reciting a list of words that we had to write down on a sheet of paper. My heart hammered. I gripped my pencil as I wrote. Sure, Miss Michaels was liking me lately, but she wasn't going to like me if I got all the answers wrong. Which I totally did, because I hadn't studied.
Hand your papers up,
Ms. Michaels called. We all passed them up.
Now, everyone read quietly while I grade the quizzes,
she added. Willow happily started reading one of her books. When she saw me watching her, she smiled. I was about to smile back when Ms. Michaels appeared at my desk, graded exam in hand. Uh-oh.
Here you go, Becca,
she said. I accepted the test with clammy palms and checked out the grade.
Instead of, this is terrible, why didn't you study?
What Ms. Michaels had written was,
A plus, good enough.
Good enough? A plus?
Do you know how many mistakes I made on that quiz? So many. I spelled prominent with an A. I spelled meticulous without the O. I was pretty unmeticulous, but I could have spelled my name wrong and still gotten an A+. This was getting wild.
At lunchtime, I stood in line for the hot lunch, excited. The lunch lady, Ms. Debno, was in her 20s and wearing a bun. She smiled at me and gave me an extra helping of fries with my grilled cheese.
Thank you.
Anything for you, darling, she said.
When I sat down at the table, it wasn't just the 3 E's and Harper who wanted to sit with me. Daisy, Zuri, Corinne, and a bunch of other 5th graders were crowding around me, too.
I was sitting next to Becca, Elizabeth said.
No, I was,
Corinne argued. I was a little squished in my seat, but I wasn't going to complain, was I? No, I was not. I noticed that Georgette, horrible Georgette, was watching longingly from across the cafeteria. Now she wanted to hang around me too?
Ha!
Can I come to your party? Daisy asked. I heard it's going to be super fun.
Absolutely, I said.
She smiled big, showing her pink braces.
Hurrah!
Me too? Asked Zuri, Daisy's best friend.
Me too, said Corinne.
I want to come, said a kid whose name I didn't even know.
You can all come, I called out happily.
How many people had I invited exactly? I wasn't sure. But my mom had told me to invite more people, hadn't she?
She'd said, the more the merrier.
A huddle of 3rd graders stared at me as I left school that afternoon with Harper.
Hi, Becca,
one of them said. They all giggled.
Hi,
I said back.
Oh my God, she talks to us,
another one said.
I rescued her from the bathroom on Monday,
a 3rd one said.
They all shrieked. OMG, no way. You're a hero.
Thank you, I called out to the girl who'd saved me. They all shrieked even louder. How did you become such a rock star? Harper asked, linking her arm through mine. I'm not really a rock star, I told her.
You totally are. Everyone wants to be friends with you.
I smiled.
It was true.
But all I really cared about was that Harper, my best friend, was coming over.
Mom, can we get cupcakes on the way home? I asked when my mom met us outside.
Sure, she said.
Harper waggled her eyebrows.
That's new.
A lot is new, I said with a laugh.
So, what should we do? I asked when Harper and I were in my room, eating our cupcakes.
Do you want to do story-a-thon? She asked.
We can do something else, I said.
No, it's fine. Get some paper.
You start.
Okay, I said, taking out a piece of printer paper and starting to write.
Once upon a time, there was a brilliant, brave, and hilarious queen. I nodded to Harper.
Who was the most brilliant, brave, and hilarious queen who ever was? She said.
Yay, she was doing it. I'd missed this so much.
The queen ruled over the magical land of Unork. She didn't laugh. Instead, she said,
which was very, very magical.
Yes, right. Unork was usually peaceful and calm, except for once a year, on Unir's Eve, when at the stroke of midnight, the evil witch of Unork appeared.
And she was never late, Harper said, and then waited for me to continue.
Right. We kept going for about 10 more minutes.
Flickers of lightning danced between the evil witch's fingers as she unleashed a powerful spell on the unfortunate royal architect, I said.
I waited for Harper. I looked up and realized she was on her phone.
Harper?
Sorry, say that again?
She was still on her phone. Flickers of lightning danced between the evil witch's fingers as she unleashed a powerful spell on the unfortunate royal architect. I repeated.
Because the witch was terribly evil, and the architect was very unfortunate, she said, finally paying attention. Kind of.
There was a flash of magenta smoke, and a loud poof, and when the smoke cleared, the architect had turned into a purple, shiny, scaly dragon, and she flew right over the Hudson River.
I waited for Harper. She looked up from her phone.
Sorry, can you repeat that?
I put the paper down.
We can stop, I said.
Her heart clearly wasn't in this. She wasn't adding anything to the story. She was basically just repeating what I said.
No, let's keep going, she said, picking at her thumbnail.
I know you like this.
But you don't, I said, or you don't anymore. We can do something else. What do you want to do?
Play chess? She asked.
Oh, I don't have a chessboard, I said. I can get one, though, but I don't know how to play.
We looked at each other. We used to have so much to talk about. We used to have so much in common. How had that changed?
Well, want to look at Friendstagram? She asked.
Okay, I said. She showed me her phone and started scrolling really fast.
I have 34 friends, and I post videos and pictures. Let me take one of us.
She snapped selfies of us and then went to work adding filters.
My mom knocked on the door.
Harper, your sitter is here to get you,
my mom said.
Okay, Harper said, jumping up. I'll text you later, Becca.
As I walked Harper to the door, I felt out of sorts. All I'd wanted was for things between us to feel normal again. And they did, but also not.